I don't really have any plans or ideas for what I want to talk about. Quite frankly, I'm just kind of really horny and I wanted to feel something against my clit. Have you ever felt like that before? Like, you just needed to have something against you, or you were gonna go insane? That's how I got in the shower because, okay. So the water was like running up and down my skin, and my skin was really wet, right? And I started imagining, like, what if the way the water rivulets were like dripping down my thighs, what if that was the exact path that like a tentacle took, you know? Because like the way the patterns were falling and wrapping around me, it kind of looked a little bit like marks left behind by like some type of tentacle monster or things. And so I started thinking about that, and maybe like some kind of like drain monster, one that you wouldn't see, but you're in the shower and you're not really expecting it. But but like the tentacles would start to crawl up either side of the drain, and then eventually they would come up through and they would start snaking around your own legs. And by the time you felt them, by the time you realized what was happening, it would be way too late. You would already be like stuck in place. And then maybe you'd hear a little bit of like talking in your head or something, because the creature would probably have to communicate with you somehow, right? It would probably want to tell you how much it wants you, how this was the only way to have you or something. And then the tentacle would start slowly going inside the person. Just, oh, I can already picture it. It would be so nice and thick. Just pure muscle, nothing else. Slowly entering you, breaching that hole. Oh, fuck, I bet the stretch would be just perfect. Just shy of painful, just right, like burning so fucking perfectly. A little bit of pain to heighten the pleasure. Fuck. Oh, fuck right there. Oh. And it would start like that, and it would start nice and slow. And with your feet being held and planted firmly on the ground of the shower, you would have no choice but to accept it. Have no choice but to take it. Because what are you gonna do? How are you gonna fight back? You can't even see the damn thing, let alone speak face to face with it. It's not gonna be stupid enough to let you inside or wanna meet you face to face. Not when it has everything it wants right here with your body. Oh, fuck. And maybe one or two of the tentacles would start to get a little more adventurous. They would start to crawl up your body a bit more. Oh, right there, yeah. Oh, fuck, that's good. But one of the two of the tentacles could start crawling up and down you, coiling you nice and tight, restraining and starting to play with the chest and the nipples. Oh, fuck. Maybe even some aphrodisiacs could be placed through the skin and through the nipples or something, I don't know. Oh, fuck. But the creature would be fucking that hole and would be playing with your nipples with the other tentacles, making sure you stay nice and fucking still. And I bet. I bet the monster would be fucking degrading about it too. So mean and humiliating. They would tell you what a slut you are, how easily you give it up, how you didn't even put up a fight. They might even say things like, how could you even say that this is... that you're not enjoying this when you so clearly are. Just look at how your body's responding to me. If you didn't want this, if you weren't enjoying this, then why would you be reacting this way? Fuck. I'm getting so close just thinking about it. Monster taking whatever they fucking want from your body. You being helpless to do anything to stop it. Just having to stand there with your legs forced apart as you keep being fucked in the shower. Your own pleasure getting closer and closer. Oh, fuck, that's good. Oh, and... The underside of the tentacle would start sucking on the nipples, poking and prodding. And the fucking would start to come faster, would start to thrust in and out, twisting inside. Just crooking itself and bending just so that it makes sure it reaches that sweet spot so that you scream and moan and it feels like too much but not enough at the same time. Fuck. You know that spot that makes you lose all breath? Makes your thinking short circuit, yeah? Oh, the tentacle would be abusing that spot, pressing against it because the monster just adores the adorable noises that it makes you make. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. The monster would just keep fucking you, keep taking whatever they want. Your own pleasure would simply be thrown to the wayside. Oh, it wouldn't be important. Not when they're getting to fuck you. Not when they're getting to have their pleasure with you. Using your body for what its purpose is. And it would end with it coming inside you. Filling you up with eggs or cum. Making sure that you are nice and fucking pregnant. Or maybe even just well bred, and so that there's a physical reminder of what happened, so you can't pretend it wasn't real. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, fuck. And then the monster would go back down the exact same way it came, just as secretive and elusive as before, down the drain, just like some figment of your imagination. Oh, it would leave you just standing there in the water, wondering if it really did happen. Reaching two fingers into the hold to try and scoop whatever the fuck was put into you out. Oh, fuck. Maybe that's the aphrodisiac itself. Maybe the cum makes you addicted to it. Makes you addicted to her. Fuck.
Okay. First orgasm down. I will be back again, who knows when, with my next orgasm, but I will keep you up to date and probably find out I have a masturbation problem.